The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11:10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In great price,
the best advice,
a huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins, health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you. Do we have an exciting show for you? We have an exciting show for you. And it begins right now. So scoot your chair up or fold the phone next to your ear. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and also the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well. That says it at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. An amazing presentation of all the wondrous herbs, nutrients, organic combinations, best prices, best wonderful tonics for the body, the mind, everything, you name it, right there at Alive and Well.
What about some service? What about some personal
terrific one-on-one service, absolutely, okay, at Alive and Well. And we are right there hand-in-hand with the magnificent broth cafe at Alive and Well. Remember, broad spectrum broth, the word covers all our a whole panoply of wonderful organic choices, whether it's in a broth, whether it's beautiful salads, whether it's wonderful combinations, and whatever your choice in this area is, vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you want wild fish, you want organic meats, you want organic chicken, you want all the other choices, all of that is available and there for you at the magnificent Broth Cafe. And I can't leave that topic without saying about our we are so endlessly grateful every single day for our affiliation with the local certified organic Maui farmers. Every day, the representative from all of the, he's just a terrific, brings in all these organic vegetables, et cetera, that they grow here. And high concentration juices are done with a special type of juicer.
Hey.
But also the vegetables are incorporated into all the different dishes. Mm. You're not getting the poisons, you're getting the goodies, and they're all there at Alive and Well.
You got it, baby.
Isn't that wonderful?
Well said.
And, you know, speaking about well said, we want to start by saying that Dennis and Mona, that's the two of us, are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications, take them off medication. The doctor's area, just strictly informants, giving people great and important information about what doctors, whether they're holistically minded or not, have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. Sharing this information. That's what we do. We're allowed to share information. And that's why when you come back with testimonials, as you do all the time, it's really exciting, telling about what great nutrients have done for you and things that you learned about from Alive and Well. Well, this gentleman came in. I have to share this. And I guess he couldn't share it with you, Den. He probably wanted to share it with a male, but you were busy doing something else. So here he came and shared it with me. Middle-aged, so a lot younger than I. But this guy said, "This stuff is amazing. I call it," this is what he said, not me, "the fountain of youth." Also known as he said, male libido. And male energy. My jaw was dropping to the ground. He says, "Tongkat Ali." I said, "Tongkat Ali, that's really great. And it's an ancient, wondrous herb. We've got that at Alive and Well."
For sure,
and
we do.
Yeah, we really do. So he was absolutely thrilled and grabbed it off the shelf. And he said, but he just was dancing around the room. Absolutely.
There's nothing as joyful as renewed youth.
That's right. He called it the fountain of youth, male energy, male libido, Tonkat Ali. Okay, mm-hmm. This stuff is amazing.
Could he say what his age was?
Well, no, but he looked to be like in his early 50s, mid-50s, yeah. That type of thing. Yeah? Yeah.
Well, that's when everything starts going south in the mid-40s. And then by the mid-50s, you really appreciate something like Tonkat Ali.
That's right.
Because it is remarkable and rejuvenating, helping your body produce what it used to produce in abundance.
Right.
Okay, it's like all nutrients.
That's right. And when you said it's going south, you meant in the positive manner, this helps the good stuff to go south.
Absolutely.
On the body. The old expression used to be it's gone south, meaning it's moving away from where you want it to be. But this time, it's moving where you'd like it to be.
Well, it's going south to point north.
Okay. All right. So remember always, again, not claiming to be anything, just sharing information. We never charge a dollar, not a cent for you to sit and talk with Dennis or Mona. But you can call the 877-4950 if you want to sit or talk with Dennis or Mona and in a lovely, comfortable setting, and we can share great information about what your objectives might be.
Which we do on a daily,
absolutely.
One-on-one basis.
It's always good to call and make an appointment so we're not with somebody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Terrific. Well, this is very important news, and Dennis and I are going to talk about this. And this is, he calls himself the Midwestern doctor, you know, because, you know.
And, you know, so he wants to remain anonymous.
That's right, because of danger
to himself. Because of all the political dangers that come against him.
That's right.
Come against anyone who speaks otherwise than what the drug cartel wants you to hear.
That's right, and he is a total medical doctor.
Yeah.
But he goes, and here is the article that just came out, okay? And it's called The Great Dangers of Blood Pressure Medications. That is the title. And abbreviating, he says high blood pressure, hypertension, is increasingly common with more people diagnosed each decade. That means each 10 years. This is because the threshold for high blood pressure keeps getting lowered despite no evidence existing that those levels reduce deaths. Excessively low blood pressure carries significant risk. Likewise, many of the blood pressure medications have common and significant side effects that doctors don't recognize often, okay? So he's starting telling you this.
It isn't just the doctors who don't recognize. It's the drug companies who perform the tests on these products.
That's
which
right.
Hide the information, okay? But there are certain things that you will, as you're watching television, nearly every other commercial is a drug commercial. It's an over-the-counter drug, so it can't be dangerous, right? But do you listen to the side effects? Liver destruction, hormone imbalance, death, all kinds of heart attacks. But listen to what the side effects are. Those aren't just arbitrary warnings. They are proven facts that those drugs that they're pushing on you as being perfectly safe have many, many, many toxic side effects, which affect every cell in your body. Okay, go on.
Yes, and he's saying on here, okay, when the blood pressure craze took off, there was a rush to bring the blood pressure lowering drugs to market before there any benefit was actually proven, outside of a few short-term studies which showed a significantly small benefit for people with very high blood pressure. The mindset in turn cemented itself, so as the years have gone by without any evidence to support it and contrary data being ignored, blood pressure thresholds keep on getting lowered and more people are being put on blood pressure lowering medications. Because of this is incredible, 60 million American adults take these drugs.
Yeah.
60 million.
Well, that's the whole premise of the drug industry.
That's right. And that's
sell
why.
The drugs.
That's
repeat
right.
Sales. Repeat
that's right.
Sales.
However, says the doctor, excessively lowering blood pressure cuts blood flow to parts of the body that can't function without sufficient blood flow. For example, blood pressure medications increase the risk, and he gives the medical trials that prove this, increase the risk of kidney disease and suddenly passing out from insufficient blood flow to the brain is one of the most common side effects of blood pressure medications. And if you suddenly pass out while you're driving a car or in front of something, you know, that can cause death, suddenly passing out. And he summarizes here, so-called experts on guideline panels are paid, says the doctor, to create recommendations that result in more and more people taking the drugs, a sadly common phenomenon in medicine. I, in this article, I conclusively show how that happened with statin drugs and other terrible drugs and all that they're doing.
Amen. Combination of those two drugs are so negative.
Yes.
So negative.
So absolutely. And, you know, we do know, and this is, in the news, too, and a Dr. Abel pointing that high blood pressure, though, when it's uncontrolled, in the 50s leads to dementia. Elevated blood pressure in your 50s can raise your risk of developing dementia later in life. A recent European study has found people with a systolic blood pressure of 130 or more at age 50 were 45% more likely to be struck by dementia than people with lower blood pressure at the same age. Researchers report, this is a medical research, okay? That means that blood pressure, considered on the high end of normal, actually could do long-term damage to your brain, says study author Dr. Jessica Abel. She's a postdoctoral research fellow at the French National Institute of Health and Medical Research in Paris. There's a quote from her. There's plenty of evidence to prove that maintaining a healthy blood pressure in middle age is important for both your heart and your brain in later life. And this is how they're saying, okay, so, and they, when they, she goes on to say that, that all the researchers show that elevated blood pressure can doubles the risk of heart attack, stroke, heart failure, kidney failure. She's a research associate in dementia and epidemiology at University College London.
But that seems to imply you should lower your blood pressure.
Well, they wanted to make the point, okay, that it's got to be normal, and we're going to get into that. The high blood pressure is linked to silent mini strokes in the brain, damage to the brains, she explained, and all of that going on, okay? So she is, and even Dr. Crandall, the world renowned Palm Beach cardiovascular clinic in Palm Beach, okay? And he says right over here,
how do you get it normal?
That's what he says. So he says the medications, he says, there are literally millions of Americans struggling with their blood pressure, says the doctor. But he says the medications don't get you where you should be, okay? And he says here, nitric oxide, and we want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he said. I've made it my mission, a special molecule called nitric oxide, which is the Swedish researchers, scientists found out, relaxes arteries so they expand easily, maintain soft, elastic blood vessels for good cardiovascular health, healthy blood pressure, strong immune system, all of that other thing. Okay, so would you please, Den, talk about, that is why we had the top experts put together for Alive and Well, healthy blood pressure support. And this is the high, it worked on basically on what is truly known to normal and healthy blood pressure and preventing a lot of these symptoms. Would you talk about those great, and the nitric, L-arginine for nitric oxide.
L-arginine and magnesium. L-arginine helps the body create nitric oxide, okay? And citrulline helps the body produce nitric oxide.
That's right.
Which dilates the arteries and capillaries.
And improves the blood flow, right, dear?
Increases the blood flow, decreases the constriction of those arteries and capillaries, allows the heart to pump the blood to your brains and your eyes and your little toe with great efficiency, carrying all the nutrients and oxygen and getting rid of the carbon dioxide and helping you rejuvenate and to behave physically, emotionally, like you would if you were 6 years old. Not that you're going to be a juvenile, but you'll have the mental capacity, mental facility to be able to function like you used to. It's called Healthy Blood Pressure Support. It's a standardized olive leaf extract along with the proper form of magnesium. Magnesium citrate and orotate, which help, again, deliver nutrients to the brain and the heart and the eyes and to relax. Keep in mind, folks, the capillaries are tiny, tiny, tiny little things. They're not the arteries. You don't see a blood. You see a diagram of an artery, and it's a big, wide blood highway. But by the time it gets to your eyes or the individual cells in your toe or wherever it might be in your body that that blood is oxygen nutrient is going, the capillaries are the final delivery, and they are so tiny, they're microscopic. Again, we keep talking about microscopic.
Right, tiny,
everything
tiny, tiny.
Everything in our body is the final delivery and function of every cell in our body is microscopic. You can't see it without a magnifying glass, I'm having a blood clot right now.
We need the healthy blood pressure support is really incredible.
Well, it has the arginine, it has the olive leaf extract and the garlic bulb and the grape extract.
All the great stuff, all the things
which reduce the inflammation, increase the blood passageway, increase the pliability, the malleability of the capillaries and arteries so they don't get plugged up.
And we have that for you. And here's another doctor's report for this special connection that we're talking about. And they're saying here a whole different thing, high blood pressure. But this is what they're saying right here. High blood pressure, says the doctor, causes irritation to blood vessel walls that lead to inflammation. And they say they have to stress here that making sure that the diet and supplements, everything, is significantly lowers blood pressure by reducing or eliminating the intake of sugars and carbohydrates that trigger insulin surges and raise blood pressure. So talk about that. They're talking about that inflammation connection that raises the blood pressure. Talk about that.
Well, inflammation destroys everything. Inflammation is like as I was talking about this a year or so ago, a woman came in, and we were discussing inflammation and arthritis and hardening of the arteries and so on, and I was discussing the ramifications of inflammation, what it does. It's actually fire in your cells. Again, microscopic, okay? And she says, "My God, it's Lahaina in every one of my cells. Lahaina in every one of your cells. A rampaging firestorm in every cell in your body is created by sugars and refined carbohydrates, right, and bread and pasta, right, and bagels and cereals and grains and granolas and muffins and crackers and cookies and chips and vegetable oils."
Exactly.
The only oils holistic physicians recommend to eat is organic first pressed virgin olive oil and butter.
That's what they're actually saying. Exactly.
Every major authority in the world says butter's going to give you a heart attack, but actual studies show it does not give you a heart attack.
Not a bit.
Okay.
Not a bit.
It does not raise your cholesterol.
And before you get into that, the doctors that we were just talking about are also speaking about inflammation, and they're going on here that they're saying here that chronic inflammation causes cell division to run riot and forms cancerous tumors. Dietary, you know, they say, and when you talk about, they are emphasizing the organic fish and wild fish, and fish oils are absolutely critical, and eliminating all sugars and those toxic fats that you were talking to. But they make that point that the chronic inflammation causes cancer. These same doctors talking about that, cancer causes cancer. They also linked it to depression, dementia, and asthma. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
And here's another article on the health implications of chronic inflammation. This is written by a physician, Dr. Mercola, MD. And I'm going to read it to you verbatim, word for word, just as the doctor wrote it, okay? So hang on, here it comes. Chronic inflammation affects multiple systems in the body, making it harder to detect and diagnose. Unlike acute inflammation, which signals the body to heal, chronic inflammation contributes to many of the leading causes of death worldwide. According to the World Health Organization, chronic inflammatory diseases rank among the most significant threats to human health. So, the cardiovascular disease, persistent inflammation damages the inner lining of blood vessels, as we discussed earlier, leading to plaque buildup, atherosclerosis, that narrows and stiffens the arteries, increasing the risk of heart attack and stroke.
Right.
Because the blood can't get through to the cells, okay?
Yes.
It's too hard to get through there. Inflammatory markers such as C-reactive protein are often elevated in those with cardiovascular conditions, serving as indicators of ongoing risk. Chronic inflammation disrupts metabolic health and is closely linked to obesity, to insulin resistance, and to type 2 diabetes. Inflammatory molecules interfere with insulin signaling, leading to the increased blood sugar levels and promoting fat accumulation, which exacerbates obesity. Over time, this inflammatory state contributes to a diabetes progression and an increased risk of related complications like kidney disease
right.
and nerve damage. Again,
yeah.
all this is chronic inflammation.
And yeah, Dr. Russell Blaylock, you know, emphasized that it calls it the ground, you know, that inflammation is that that is a smoldering fire that goes undetected for years. And he calls it even the rule about fires, okay? Smokey the Bear, put out the fires cold, prevent the fires. And that's what you have when you have inflammation. You have a smoldering fire inside your body, just like you were talking about.
It affects the autoimmune conditions. Chronic inflammation is a central player in the autoimmune disorders such as lupus, rheumatoid arthritis,
that's right, autoimmune.
Multiple sclerosis. These conditions, the immune system mistakenly attacks healthy tissues, causing persistent tissue damage and pain and dysfunction.
Right, and Dr. Russell Blaylock says just what you're saying. Inflammation affects your heart, your brain, your bones, your lungs, your eyes, and all of your organs, systems, and cells. It's a body-wide process. It can take people from active and vital to old and frail. So he's talking about that inflammation and
how critical it is. And this doctor goes on to say the emerging research links chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation is undetectable in a human being. You don't know that the fire is destroying your brain or your central nervous
right.
system. You don't know what things are going on. But the chronic inflammation leads to neurological conditions, including Alzheimer's disease and depression
mm-hmm.
and Parkinson's disease and diabetes.
Yeah.
Inflammatory chemicals cross the blood-brain barrier, impacting brain function and contributing to memory loss, mood disorders, cognitive decline.
Now,
wasn't
Alzheimer's renamed for inflammation of the brain? There was another way that it was actually renamed.
Yeah,
Alzheimer's, that's absolutely.
And this doctor goes on to say the inflammatory response accelerates neurodegeneration. That's the burning up of your brains.
And
nerves,
all the nerve cells, that's exactly right.
Compounding age-related mental health challenges.
And that's what Russell Blaylock says. You know, he's a neurosurgeon. He says his patients and all, and including his parents, the neurodegenerative diseases all caused, he said, by inflammation. And that's what he says. And he says he considers it to be inflammation to be the cause of all adverse outcomes when it comes to health.
You say all adverse outcomes.
Yes, and he says he calls it the ground zero of health concerns.
Yep.
Go right ahead.
Respiratory disease, the same thing with pulmonary COPD, includes emphysema and chronic bronchitis. It's the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. Is heavily influenced by persistent chronic inflammation
Amen.
In the lungs. Now, here's something that's amazing. You can reduce this inflammation. You can reduce this runaway fire that's permeating every cell in your body by staying away from sugars and refined carbohydrates.
Absolutely.
And safflower oil, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, all those things create inflammation.
That's right.
What doesn't increase inflammation? Super pure omega-3 fish oil.
Absolutely. That's exactly the article here that did that Dr. Russell Blaylock going in prevent age-related muscle degeneration.
There you go.
He says the age-related loss of muscle is caused by inflammation, which increases with aging. And then he says it causes diabetes and obesity, which also accelerate that. And he's talking about nutrients here, the things that he and quercetin, and that right at the top of the list, he says, high purity, and they did this all these studies, that the elderly who take high-potency omega-3 fish oils increase protein synthesis in their muscles, increase mitochondrial function and enhance muscle response to exercise. Going on about aging muscles, the EPA and the DHA from the omega-3 fish oils.
And you get that at the
improves muscle protein quality and mitochondrial energy.
Okay? And you get that at Alive and Well's product called Super EPA, Super DHA. Okay, it's derived from fish, yes. And the potency per capsule is very high.
Yes.
It's remarkable what it can do to restore the elasticity, the anti-inflammatory health benefits of delivering blood to every cell in your body.
Right.
That includes your brains and your eyes and your little toe.
Yeah, and he doesn't leave the subject without saying right up there that the depletion of acetyl-L-carnitine is associated with fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle atrophy. Supplementing with acetyl form of L-carnitine relieves these symptoms. This compound, ALC, has been shown to prevent muscle loss in cancer patients, a condition called cancer cachexia. And he says all muscle, he reverses all muscle atrophy. Isn't that amazing? And a leader
amazing.
In Europe for the brain and the heart, acetyl L-carnitine.
And going with further, cancer is a primary source of cancer is the chronic inflammation. The persistent inflammation, says the doctor, in tissues leads to oxidative stress and cellular damage and DNA mutations and an environment that promotes tumor growth. Certain cancers, such as liver, colon, and stomach cancers, are particularly strong ties with chronic inflammation.
Absolutely.
It goes on and on and on.
And on and on.
But you know something that's so
gosh.
Important? Yes, there are nutrients which really address inflammation. But you've heard us talk in the past about pain power. Pain power is the knockout punch for pain.
And it is.
Why? Because pain power contains, in copious amounts, the curcumin, which is an anti-inflammatory, the natokinase, which is an anti-inflammatory, the serratiopeptidase, which is an anti-inflammatory, the boswellia, which is an anti-inflammatory, and the amla, which is an anti-inflammatory. That's why it's so effective in knocking out pain, because pain is caused by what? Chronic inflammation or acute inflammation. But the pain power has remarkable abilities by reducing that inflammation to reducing the pain and reducing the destruction of what's going on in your elbow or your thumbs or your brain or your eyes. Keep in mind, diabetics, more diabetics than anybody else in the world, go blind. Why? Because of the high inflammatory response created by refined carbohydrates and sugars. What? It's that simple? It's that simple, folks. The sugar burns up the nerves in the eye and you can't see anymore. It burns up the nerves in your brain and you can't think anymore. It burns up the muscles and the connective tissue and you can't walk or hike or climb stairs anymore. It burns up all the tissues in your hands and your wrists and your thumbs, and you get arthritis of the fingers, and you get distortions of growth and irregular growth of what's going on anywhere in your body.
Right. And you know,
but the pain power,
by
reducing the inflammation, that's its primary function, and that's why it's so effective. People that are crippled taking the pain power report back with glowing reports of the improved function of their bodies and the lack of pain.
Right, and they talk about here, and another big doctor's report about the superior absorption form of the curcumin, you know, in pain power.
Mm-hmm.
The bioperine extract is 2,000% greater absorption and greater effectiveness.
Right.
And that's what's in there, you know, not just regular, but the thought. And then here's another big doctor's article about this active ingredient fighting inflammation, okay? And then they say the high-potency curcumin, prevents all diseases that are caused by chronic inflammation.
That's it.
This is what they're reporting. Arthritis, cancer, cardiovascular disease, and this curcumin extract is credited with soothing muscle aches. In a medical study, test subjects received the active curcumin that we're talking about, alleviating soreness in muscles, training, and also help prevent muscle damage, improves digestion, good grief, how many more things, and combats, another big report, combats that active ingredient, combats muscle soreness, and then all of this, one nonstop, isn't that amazing?
It's so easy to do, and it's so easily neglected by the drug cartel because they want to give you the drugs, which calls for repeated sales of drugs. But by neutralizing, say, holistic physicians, neutralizing the excessive inflammation through every cell in your body, you do the same thing without the side effects of the drugs.
You're rejuvenating
the actual metabolic function of every little microscopic piece of poof called a cell.
And you know another way you can reduce a whole lot of different problems? Because you have to be married to Dennis. Because here's another medical article.
Only one person has that privilege.
Well, here's a medical article, okay? And this is a medical article called Relax. Your health depends on it.
Oh,
my father wore that tie clip forever, those are the days when he had a business and all that, and with my mother and the dress business, and you had to wear suits and ties. Hmm. So that tie clip that was on there, the women would come in to get helped, and the tie clip would be there on every day. Relax, and then Dennis has quoted him a zillion times.
Yes, why?
Because here it says right
why
over
do I,
here.
Why do I quote your father a million times? Why? Why do I?
Because he and my mom gave birth to me.
Why do I say tie clip, sweetheart? Tie clip.
What? Your dad. Relax. And here's the medical article that they're talking about here. It says relax because stress-prone people 40% more likely to develop cognitive impairment, according to a study from Rush University. Okay, stress hormones impact the hippocampus, an area in the brain responsible for memory. Heart problems, chronic stress, raises your risk of heart attack or stroke. The Archives of Internal Medicine found that drama with a spouse. Could increase your risk of heart problems 34%. No drama. That's very hard for us to apply in life.
Because we're actors. Leave it.
That's how we met.
Don't say us.
We're actors.
Don't say
we
us.
Met. That's what we did.
Don't throw me into this congregation.
Plural.
Us.
Plural. The great us. So here it says here, okay, drama doesn't mean your performance on a stage. It's your performance on the stage of life. Is that correct?
Tell me about it. Tell me more about it.
I'll tell you more about that, okay? So what they're not including here, but they should?
One of
the major ways that you can reduce all forms of stress, and it's well known, which is why it was leading in the country all the years I was growing up, okay? In the 50s and the 60s and all, what was the leading thing was dance, ballerina. And you didn't have to be a ballerina.
I danced all the time,
and it really worked for me.
And who doesn't dance? And tell me something about
stress, relax,
tell me about,
and dance.
Would you care to give me a personal testimonial on dance and stress and relax?
I say that there's nothing more relaxing and uplifting. I learned that even when I was young, and more beautifying, and it's great for your muscles and your look and everything else than dance.
Okay. So when you're having an excessive moment, I won't say relax anymore. I will not say the word relax.
That's right.
I will say dance, sweetheart.
And you better come over here and dance with the lady, okay?
Well,
you have to dance with the lady.
The only thing that raises my anxiety level is your non-dancing.
Okay.
If you could dance more, I'd feel a lot better.
Well, here, you know, instead, I know what you do instead of dancing.
What's that?
What you do, and I do too, is you take the potent antioxidant for your heart and body, and that's the CardioQ10. Okay?
Do I ever?
It's fine. And you probably learned, says the doctor here, that mitochondrial function is the powerhouse of the cells. Your cellular energy is produced there, and your heart has the highest demand for CardioQ10 because of its energy requirements to keep it beating. That's why CardioQ10 is highly concentrated in heart muscle cells. Unfortunately, the kinds as we age, tell me about it. You have to have that. And here's the doctor's going on when it comes to your heart. Research proves that this cardio Q10 plays a major role in the antioxidation of LDL cholesterol, but raising the good cholesterol promotes arterial health, and he goes on to support the fact that the B vitamins, remember, that's why we do high concentration B vitamins, okay? And right along with that, magnesium, which we were just talking about in healthy blood pressure support, vitamin D3 helps regulate critical processes in heart health, including blood pressure, blood clotting, and inflammatory response.
Now, let me say something here. Repeat the first thing. You said something about cardio Q10 improving the mitochondrial function of the heart.
Yes, I wanted you to repeat that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Just say that.
Okay.
Do you know where that is in
yes,
the article?
Yes, it does. I do know where that is, and okay. I'm getting right over there. It's found in the mitochondria of all your body's cells.
Okay. Let me just... I've said this several times, but let me just say it one more time. Every cell in your body creates its own energy. Huh? What? Yeah. Every little microscope, you can't see a cell unless it's under a microscope. You can't see what it is. You have no, it's not as big as a dot on a piece of paper. It is microscopic. But when you examine cells, every cell is invisible, but under a microscope, it shows you that within the walls of the confines of the parameters of every cell, there are mitochondria. And mitochondria could very well be renamed mitochondria because those infinitesimally tiny invisible pieces of poof called mitochondria create energy for the one cell, which is also microscopic. But you put all that energy being produced in one cell by the mitochondria, and you combine all of those cells together into a mass of a piece of meat, weighs about 8.5 or 9 ounces in the middle of your chest. It's called a heart. And the energy that those mitochondria produce allows that heart to pump 100,000 beats a day.
Unbelievable.
Huh? Huh?
Unbelievable.
Huh? Unbelievable?
Gosh.
Unbelievable. And cardio Q10 feeds the mitochondria. That's why cardio Q10 is so important for not just your heart, but your brain, which contains 10,000 invisible little mitochondria in every invisible brain cell. And that brain functions, well, you know, the brain uses about 25% of all the energy your body produces. It produces you, okay? But the mitochondria in your little toe also maintain the health of that little toe, and the liver and the kidneys, the eyes, all of it. And the cardio Q10 feeds the mitochondria. And cardio Q10, if they alive and well, is a unique form of cardio Q10, which is formed by a physician in Japan, which is the best absorbed and utilized form of cardio Q10 there is. That's why you want to use it, and along with the EPA DHA from the fish oils and high potency, to lubricate the capillaries, which are microscopic, and allow all the microscopic little cells to travel throughout your anatomy. 100,000 beats a day, unbelievable. And that's it delivering how many, my brain just went dead.
What happened?
I'm thinking about, the heart beats 100,000 beats a day and is pumping 2,000 gallons of blood.
Unbelievable.
Why? Because the mitochondria are mitochondria.
That's right. Mitochondria.
Keep in mind, the biggest semi-trailer truck on the highway, you remember, that's barreling down in your rearview mirror, pushing off the highway, traveling from New York to San Francisco, that beast of a monolithic truck does not burn 2,000 gallons of fuel. But your little 8.5 or 9 ounce piece of meat in the middle of your chest called a heart pumps that much blood every day, 2,000 gallons of blood every day.
I remember many years ago that I was very, very impressed by the concept of cellular energy, mm-hmm. the strength of every muscle, particularly the heart, in order to beat and pump. And it was called adenosine triphosphate, mm-hmm. ATP, mm-hmm. Okay, adenosine triphosphate. It was what's called the cellular energy, the strength of all of those. And there's the one producer to the max of that is the Cardio Q10. It produces what that is necessary. But I always remember that ATP, and I'd like to be able to have a necklace where I said ATP right under it and the Cardio Q10 right in the center.
And the Cardio Q10 feeds the mitochondria. The mitochondria create the adenosine triphosphate. The mitochondria create the ATP. And the Cardio Q10 functions to create new mitochondria, regardless of your age. If you're 80 years old, most mitochondria are your path. You have replacement mitochondria, but when you replace the mitochondria, are they full value mitochondria?
I love that word, mitochondria.
The Cardio Q10 assures you're getting the best quality mitochondria your body can produce.
That's right. And instead of just accepting, this is the way my heart just isn't doing it, or my muscles just aren't doing it, or this isn't doing it, this is just the way it is, just the way it is, just the way it is. It's not just the way it is. And here's more medical reports here. Top Mercola are doing that reducing oxidative stress in the lens of the eye protects against cataracts. Right out, just out,
right.
Just out. Cataracts cause blurry vision and can lead to blindness. It affects 24.4 million Americans over 40 years old and expected to double by 2050. So a review published, though, in the medical journal Antioxidants explored cataract treatment and oxidative stress in the eye, okay? And they explored nutritional processes. Your nutrient intake, they say, plays an important role in your eye health. Key nutrients, said the doctors, for supporting vision and protecting against oxidative damage to the eyesight include lutein, vitamin C, and astaxanthin. And they go on that cataracts are a condition that makes the lens of the eye cloudy, like smudging. And cataracts can worsen, leading to more vision loss and eventually blindness. They were also talking about the ineffectiveness of cataract surgery. And, okay, statistics show that more than half of Americans aged 80 or older have a cataract or have undergone cataract surgery. And they say currently about 24.4 million Americans over age 40 are affected by cataracts and expected to double, okay? And they go on and on and on about that, but they say that they have much higher benefit to taking the right nutrients for the eyesight. Cataract surgery, they say, is not risk-free. Cataract surgery involves removing the clouded lens, replacing it with an artificial one, most common but procedure, but not without risk. And it goes on to say retinal detachment, eye infections, glaucoma, vision loss, secondary cataracts. Can you believe this?
I encourage, says the doctor,
more natural remedies before resorting to surgery. That's what he says. And the things that he's talking here is that lutein called the eye vitamin. And we even have that combination that of lutein and zeaxanthin going, because many years ago, a huge study of many thousands of older people with cataracts and with other eye problems was shown lutein and zeaxanthin, the coloring matter, called it the eye vitamin, has done a great thing for helping to reduce the risk of age-related macular degeneration and cataracts. Amazing, right?
Amazing,
and
right.
And it is called
Absolutely. The
eye vitamin, carotenoid, naturally found in high concentrations in the retina and macula. Okay, so they're talking about how that's why we had that lutein zeaxanthin combination put
and again,
together.
And again, everything goes back to this, honey. Feed your body.
Right.
Give your body the raw materials it needs to function at an optimal level of functioning, of creating health in every cell. Don't poison it with, don't burn it up with sugar and refined carbohydrates. Don't burn it up with vegetable oils, safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils. Use the super omega-3 fish oil. Use butter. Use coconut oil. Those are all very healthy fats that help to reduce, put out the fire,
That's
reduce
right.
inflammation.
Yeah,
okay.
and they go on to, the doctors here go on to say that vitamin C, while most people associate vitamin C with immune health, it is also an ally for visual health. And it shows all the clinical trials. Mm. It plays a vital role in building and maintaining collagen. the protein that gives structure to your eyes, particularly the cornea and sclera, the white part of the eye. The lens of your eye contains a higher concentration of vitamin C, they say, than almost any other body tissue.
Oh, boy, I didn't know that.
20 times higher than in the blood. I didn't know that. This isn't by accident, says the doctor, and clinical trials quoting, your eyes need this vital nutrient to protect against UV damage and inhibit oxidative stress that leads to cataract, okay?
UV is ultraviolet light.
And regular intake of vitamin C has been linked to slower cataract progression and better overall health, and they make the point right up there, a powerful antioxidant is astaxanthin.
Yep.
Protective benefits against all eye conditions, including cataracts, age-related macular degeneration, cystoid macular edema, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, inflammatory eye conditions like retinitis, iritis, keratitis, and cellular. Astaxanthin, it maintains healthy eye pressure and energy levels. Astaxanthin, that's why we have the Hawaiian, wild organic astaxanthin in concentrations that are alive and well, because it's so important for you.
Again, astaxanthin helps to reduce inflammation, what pain power does, using a combination of nutrients. Drugs reduce symptoms. Yes, there's relief from taking drugs, but drugs don't solve the problem. Drugs require more drugs. Take an example. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in America. Heart disease is treated with drugs. And how successful is that? Well, 800,000 people a year die of heart disease. And all of them are on drug medications. Why? Because it reduces symptoms, or they have heart surgeries to reduce symptoms, but they still die of heart disease.
Yes.
Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's inflammation is the primary creator of all, capital A, capital L, capital L.
Right.
All disease, says medical science, is created from excessive inflammation, which burns up all the mitochondria in your heart muscle, in your brain muscle, in your thigh muscle, wherever the cell is, your liver function, all these things are created, all these negative health situations are created from chronic inflammation.
Right, and
where the pain power comes in again, because it contains all the nutrients that holistic physicians talk about to reduce inflammation. It contains all of them. Okay? And it reduces inflammation, which in turn does what? Reduces the destruction of the mitochondria of every eye cell and heart cell and liver cell, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
And they go on to say that maintaining, the doctors in the medical reports, maintain healthy blood sugar levels. Chronically elevated blood sugar damages your eyes and obstructs blood flow to your retina. One of the best ways to maintain healthy blood sugar is by eliminating these processed foods from your diet, typically loaded with those negative fats that they go into, and processed sugar. Avoid those seed oils, they say, and processed foods. Your eyes, say the doctors, are highly susceptible to and damaged by, just like Dennis has said, that's me saying that, polyunsaturated fats, PUFAs, such as linoleic acid. So avoid cooking with those vegetable oils known as seed oils, and stay clear of processed foods, fast food meals, and most restaurant food, and avoid aspartame. Vision problems are one of the many acute symptoms of aspartame poisoning. This substance is commonly found, say the doctors, in so-called sugar-free or diet products, such as diet sodas, low-calorie yogurts, sugar-free gum, and other processed snacks and drinks. Always check ingredient levels, they say, for aspartame or related brand names, say the doctors, like NutraSweet or Equal, to steer clear of these artificial sweeteners, which have such damaging effects on your eyesight and your health.
But they're very profitable. That's why they put them out. Because things taste sweet again. They say it's not sugar, sugar's bad for me, so I'm going to have some aspartame. Folks, no, the food industry is just as corrupt as the drug industry. They're trying to sell a product, all the advertising, all the promotion, hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars spent on advertising to sell you crap. synthetically favored, synthetically textured, synthetic, all the way down the line. But nutritionally, 90% less value, bite for bite, in processed foods than in real food.
That's right. And you know, and you see, but I want that, I want my coffee to taste, I want my dessert to taste
sure.
sweet. You can use stevia as a plant
stevia
with zero
plant.
Side effects, zero sugar, and it tastes wonderful.
It really does.
And you can, and I mean, Dennis and I use it, and you can use monk fruit, which has that same benefit. You mm-hmm. can get, even in the wonderful protein bars that you can eat, or even in the chocolate, anything that, that you like that way, that has organic ingredients, tastes wonderful, but doesn't have the toxic effects. And get away from those sodas and those processed foods. How many times do we have all of the different information about how toxic this country has become with all of the things they're doing and going to the commercial restaurants and what, other things like that, okay?
And if you like French fries, well, maybe you can figure out a way to do French fries at home or fried potatoes at home in butter or coconut oil or olive oil.
And it doesn't have to be the deep fat fried. It can be sautéed in a little organic coconut oil.
And the deep fat fried is always a vegetable oil, and it's always used day after day after day after day. And those vegetable oils create what? Inflammation. One more time.
That's right, exactly. And, you know, it's amazing because you keep hearing on the news, I keep hearing this all the time, about the top, and this is, we've been hearing this, and it's come out on the news over and over, that Americans are sick, big food and big pharma are rich, we are the victims, and our obesity has risen 41%, diabetes has disease has increased over the charts, and again on the news it was, instead of the pharmaceuticals, they're now pushing the high fructose corn syrup, and all making America healthy again means getting away from these terrible and get off away from the corruption, and big pharma is the root cause, and they talk about all the different things that you do. They're trying to keep America sick because they want to make money out of all these processed foods. Okay, so now we can make a whole different report, can't we? We can make a whole different thing, and when you want to make a difference. As you, of course you do, you, your loved ones, the world, come to Alive and Well. That is our dedication, remember? We are Fanatic Organics, because we know and we have seen over and over with ourselves, with our loved ones, with across the board, all kind, everybody, sharing information, and also clinically reported medical trials about what great nutrients can do for you. That's what you get at Alive and Well. Support Alive and Well supports you in every conceivable way. Come to the broth. You can call the 877-4950. Well, I'm rushed. I have things to do. Great. We'll have it all ready for you. All ready for you. Beautiful, magnificent, delicious, terrific. All ready for you. Oh, I have a party. We'll give you all the ingredients you want to get for your to have for your wonderful party. Mm-hmm. Anything like that. Oh, I want to have the beautiful soups. I want to have the beautiful salads. I want the organic. We had it all there for you because Alive and Well in every conceivable way is there. And call that 877-4950 for any of our services. Mailing, shipping. You're going to the mainland. You want us to mail things. You have people you love. Go ahead. Or you want to give gift cards. All of that can be done. And remember, when you call the 877-4950, set up a time, no charge, no obligation. Set up a time, though, with Dennis or with Mona. We'll share information with you one-on-one, but make a time so that we're not with somebody else, okay? And that way, one-on-one, we are there for you. We love you. We care about you.
And we want to stress a very important thing. We are not doctors.
No.
We do not play doctor.
No.
Okay, we don't prescribe.
Okay.
We give you information one-on-one, just like we give you information now on the show. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.